Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today's episode continues the discussion of the qualities of the risen body, which we can infer from St. Paul, who said that our Lord Jesus Christ will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body, that Christ's resurrection becomes a pattern and sign for what to expect in our own resurrected bodies. And therefore, theologians throughout the centuries have pondered the scenes of Christ's resurrection accounts in the Gospel to postulate what may be in store for us. So if you want to know more, please listen to the last two episodes for a bit more context. So yesterday we revealed the qualities of impassibility and subtlety, essentially revealing that the body is no longer subject to sickness, suffering, or death, and that the obstacles of the physical world no longer put up any resistance to the glorified body. Christ could pass through a locked door, yet he can also eat fish with his disciples. So the next quality is agility, and that is a complete freedom of movement, that our souls can freely direct our bodies without hindrance or resistance. Now that sounds a lot like subtlety, but the emphasis is that the soul will move the body without inhibition. So one theologian, Matthew Levering, describes St. Thomas's account in this way, that the body will perfectly reflect its glorified soul's movement of praise. The praise offered bodily by the blessed in heaven will not be laborious or burdensome, end quote. You heard that last line, not laborious or burdensome. It means that everything in our journey is pleasant because the soul wishes to be nowhere else. In other words, we are always where we wish to be. The glorified body has a perfect responsiveness of the body to our soul's desires, and that means we can anticipate that perfect union with God in heaven means that there will never be any time where time is lost, because we are always where we wish to be. You find this with Jesus, who mysteriously moves from place to place, as if he just disappears then reappears suddenly in another location. There was no time lost, in other words. Agility may remind you of a kind of superhero movie or someone with lightning speed, but in the risen body it's even better. It's glorious. So tomorrow we will look at the last quality, which is clarity. Let us pray. O God, who open wide the gates of the heavenly kingdom to those reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, pour out on your servants an increase of the grace you have bestowed, that having been purged of our sins, they may lack nothing that in your kindness you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.